Caleb Coulter with American Apple and American Asparagus.
Out today for a tour of the full facility wide with the director of ag. There is a lot of things happening in the field and in your packing sheds. Talk more about how your business is really booming. This is the high point of your season.
Yeah, I would say a high point of our season. We've transitioned into a year-round operation, but the crops doing well. We're actually blessed with an abundance of product. The weather's been favorable here the first week, 10 days for growers, and we're just trying to keep up with what's coming in from the field and stay ahead of it, moving it out to any market channels that are favorable returns for the growers. So,
from an apple side across, asparagus harvest with bloom, what has the growing season been like for you? Mostly warmer, but a few cold snaps.
From the apple season, we're pretty nervous in March. Things warming up. We didn't have the snowpack. I still think that could hurt us on the asparagus side here. We could get dried out. We're due for some rain. But apple-wise, I think we caught up. We've had, honestly, the last three nights have been out running some frost fans and some low pocket areas. But things look good overall. The apple crop potential is definitely there. Could be an abundance like last year.
We'll stick to apples to start. Last year, there's growers talking about not having enough crates, not having enough of anything to get such a large crop moved. How has that shifted what you'll do this year or what you, ended last year with?
As a state, I think a lot of infrastructure went in over the winter. I'm not sure on the crate-wise we scrambled and probably put apples and things we shouldn't have last fall. But storage-wise, I believe there's been expansion there. I hope we have a little more throughput going into the fall, but I guess time will tell.
You have the capability to supply a lot of markets from the field and through your sheds. Walk us through the process. What does it look like?
From start to finish on asparagus, we like to be within 3 days to harvest if we can, but asparagus comes on sometimes. It can grow well over an inch an hour. We do have fields that we have not this year. We have fields we've harvested two times. Last year we had some windows where the weather was right. We actually harvested three times in a day. So to keep up with that and the peak of that, sometimes it's you end up building inventory and then have to work through that inventory. It's kind of what happened to us last week. We maybe got started with our pack season a little bit late, getting organized with between our labor and our markets. And Mother Nature always surprised us and warmed up, and we had a little over 70 degrees last Friday night, so that that hit us harder, and we maybe we're behind by Monday, but the cooler weather this week it's allowing us to dig out a little bit and catch up to the fields, and as picks drop off, I think we'll be right on plane. So typically 3 days. Right now we might be closer to 6 days.
This year, the cost of labor is worrisome for all growers, and not even knowing for until another month or so what you might be paying some of your employees. How have you navigated that? How has that challenged both the picking side and the processing?
Well, in our operation, it's a continuous effort of better, faster, cheaper. That's nothing new to us. Really, it's just trying to put structure into everything and a better organization to try to control our cost. Trying to find the angles and where we can flex on volume and both our sales and get better returns and both of our supplies. As far as the labor too, the people that are coming here working, we do believe they deserve a fair wage, and inflation is definitely hitting everyone too. So we're doing our best to kind of mediate it all the way through and make sure everybody gets their fair piece of the pie.
At the end, how does that end up hurting you maybe in this high-cost environment?
I think the margins might not be there, so we really have to shift towards working on volume, which is what we're structured to do. So then that all will be based on the weather and what we're providing.
Any other areas, labor challenges that you're concerned about, you're hoping maybe some action can be taken soon?
Yeah, the labor cost, the jumps and the H-2A labor is tough. I think there's going to be some things at the end of the year. Our harvest season could end early if the production doesn't offset the labor. We may have some product left in the field. But labor is an issue across this entire country, not just in ag, it's everywhere. And I don't know if it's the American people not being willing to work or that many jobs out there, but labor is an issue everywhere.
To wrap us up with, what other comments do you have to leave us with?
Nothing other than look at your labels in the grocery store and buy Michigan, buy U.S. We're American asparagus here. We chose our name because it's not my last name. It's my growers that I represent. It's us. When we are the family farm. We are the backbone in every small town in America, and that's who we'd like you to support.